Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special schus for Amram Ratz Yichli, a schus Rabbi Yav Miyosef ben Chana, Rabbi Yashai ben Leah, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe ben Rezel. It's based in the Torah, Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Utner. Ketuv ba pasuk, bedvarim, beperek dalet, pasuk lamed zayin, Vayivchar bezeroa acharav, vayotziyacha befanav, and you chose his seed after him, and you took him out in front of him. What does it mean in front of him? So Rashi explains, in front of his office, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim 78:12, in front of his office, he did a wonder. You took out the Jews. Now the Jews were taken out in front of the office. And al tatme, don't wonder that they're mentioned b'lashon yachid, because it says v'yivchal b'zah, because they're written b'lashon yachid. In other words, when it says Vayotziacha b'fanav b'fnei avoysav, so that stems with the beginning of the pasuk where it says Vayivchar b'zaro acharav, and you chose his seed after him. So you see that the avos are being referred to here, the lashon yachid. So in order to explain this, we need to understand three different things. Number one, we have to understand what it means Yitzias Mitzrayim was in front of the avos. Number two, why dafka here are the avos called the lashon yachid? And number three, why dafka in this pasuk is there a maila of bifanov, that it's in front of them? So why was Yitzias Mitzrayim in front of the avos? Why dafka here they call b'lashon yachid, and why here is there a maila of bifanov? So we'll start with Rashi in Parshas Va'eiro. Va'eiro al Avraham el Yitzchak v'Yaakov b'kel Shakai. I appeared to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov b'kel Shakai, but my name Havoya loy noidati lahem, I wasn't known to them without name. Rashi explains Va'eiro al Avos. And I appear to the Avos, everyone asks, what's the Chiddush? It says at the end of the Pasuk, Ve'erel Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So the Pasuk says Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So what's Rashi being Mechadesh when he says that I appear to the Avos? So we have to understand a little bit of Lashon HaKodesh. There's a concept of Netzach, there's a concept of Sela, there's a concept of Vo'ed, and there's also a concept of Le'olam. However, there's a difference. Sometimes Le'olam is only a limited amount of time. Avadoi le'olam is the olam of Yovel. Only until Yovel he serves the Yevet and Yirtza. Hashem came when it says Netzach, when it says Sela, when it says Va'ed, that's Mamish forever. This is one of the places where the Minim, where Malik would make fun of Torah Shebal Peh. And in the Pasuk it says le'olam, and we explain it to mean only until the Yovel. However, the reason for this chilek is because Netzach, Sela, Va'ed, etzem muvanam ha-mikori u'mutzag shel nitzchiyut vilu olam perusho makom. Shamayim v'aretz, rak mishum she'aretz la'olam omedet, mekabel to'ar ze muvan shel tmidiyut. So the reason for this chiluk is that netzach, sela, and va'ed, their basic fundamental meaning, original meaning, is eternity. Olam is the place of the heavens and the earth. And only because v'aretz le'olam omedet, only because the earth stands forever, the pasuk in Kohelis 1:4. So olam comes to mean constancy, forever. In other words, olam in its original meaning is the place of Shemayim Ba'aretz, it's the world. But since the world is always going to be here, at least according to the pasuk in Kohelis 1:4, whatever that means, Ba'aretz le'olam omedes, so therefore the word la'olam gets a meaning of tmidius, of being forever. And therefore, the Tainas of the Minim and the Akum and Perish L'Olam of Chazal, Alibadit Hu, are correct. And it's Matim to their Shorosh HaNefesh. Knesset Yisrael is Mitzape for Chidush Olamos, Ki Kasher Hashemayim HaChadash and Beretz HaChadash Asher Ani Oseh. The essence of Knesset Yisrael is its Tzipia, is this anticipation for the Yeshua, Achris Hayomim, Umasa Oilam, and no Shaykh has told us. Therefore, by Knesset Yisrael, Oilam has this sound of Gvul, of Ara'iyut, and therefore it's darshaned in the concept of a limited amount of time. But by Akum, they don't have a Chiddush Olam, and therefore it's Belishum Hefsek or Chiluf, Loilam Acher. So again, you have this concept of Loilam. So Loilam by Akum means that it's Mamish Loilam. So therefore, they're Malik. How can you say that Olam is limited? Olam shel yovel. The olam is la'olam. But by us, our olam is limited. Because we're waiting for, as the pasuk says in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22, that there's going to be a chiddush ha'olam. Ki kasher ha'shamayim ha'chadoshim ve'eretz ha'chadosh asher ani oseh. I'm going to make a new heavens and a new earth. There's going to be a chiddush. So memela, since there's going to be a chiddush for us, when la'olam doesn't mean forever. La'olam can be a limited forever. Because our world, that's the reason it's called forever, is because it's connected to world, and our world is limited because it's going to be a schachus of the world. Rashi explains, Vayrela avois bekel shakai, ushmi havoy eloi noidati lehem, sharei b'shem ze hiftachti, veloi kiyamti. So I promised with this name, and I wasn't mekayim. B'shem ze hiftachti, veloi kiyamti. So therefore it's not shem havoy, it's bekel shakai. Havaya is hayahovivyi as the kiyum haftoch, but kel shakai is without the kiyum. As yesh l'tumah. Question is, so we see the adifus of nevuas Moshe, because nevuas Moshe has a gilui in shem havoyo, and that's the kiyum of the haftochos, right? Hayahovivyi. But how can the avos lack a darga that Noach had? The haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Noach, al shmir v'hatzala, was miskayim. It was fulfilled that he was protected. But by the avos, it says, iftachti v'lo kiyamti. I promised you, and I didn't fulfill the promise. So they're not going to have the milah that Noach had. How can that be? So it can't be. The heart doesn't accept such a thing. That Noach is going to have haftacha of hatzala me'amabu, and he's going to see the kiyum of the haftacha, fulfillment of the promise. And the avos were promised, but they didn't see the fulfillment of the promise, Zelaya Choliot. So the explanation is as follows. The whole metzius of the concept of promise exists only when there is a chiluf zman, there is a transition of time from the hove to the asid. It's not shaykh, a haftacha, if something is going to be fulfilled immediately. Ne'amonus, that a person has ne'amonus, a person has faith, al haftacha, hu rak benogea la mitkayem, le'achal zman. When a person has an amanus, believability, trustworthiness about a promise, it's only if the promise is going to be fulfilled after a certain period of time. And just like this is noeg lemata be'adam, so too in that hagel lemala by Hashem. However, binyan chiluf hazmanim lemala midosiv yizbarach, mischalkim hazmanim be'ofakim yoter rechavim. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also have this idea, but there is a much broader, expansive time period. Ani Rishon is the past, Ani Achron is the Achron Sam Vlasid Lavo, Om Viladaya and Elokim, that's Hoya Hove Viyye. So, when HaKadosh Baruch was Maftiach the Ovis, so the Haftacha and the Hove is a Kiyom Ba'osid, Achris Hayom, HaKadosh Baruch was Osid, is Achris Hayomim, Ani Rishon is the whole past, Ani Achron is Achris Hayomim, Viladaya and Elokim is the Hove. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftacha of the future is not just for the future, for next week, for next month, for next year, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftacha for the future is La'asid Lavo, in Achris Hayamim. Now the Sherish of this Hanhag of Oilam, Yelo Gvul HaMagdira Techan Yitpashet, Vadai Shu B'Shem Shakai, that this Oilam is limited for how far it's going to expand, is expressed in the name Shakai, which Chazal say means the world was expanding and Hashem said, Olam Udai, enough, stop. And doesn't only mean olam b'pchinas makoim, but also olam b'pchinas zman. Not only olam in the concept of place, Hashem said stop, but also time. So in the anhaga shemikoch shem shakai munach hashoresh, this anhaga of shakai enough, that is the root of the difference in time between olam hazeh hamugbol and achris hayomim and olam haba. Zeh hashoresh sheish chilukei zman. Ben, olam hazeh, which is limited, this world is limited, shakai shamar l'olamodai, and achor seyam and olam haba, which is not limited. And therefore, all the avtachas for the avos were revealed in the name shakai. Ve'era l'avram etzel v'yakov v'kel shakai, with that name. I appear to the avos. Amar l'olamodai means, shu maftiach l'avos avtachos ke'elu, sheyisodamu mikor chidush olam, shel acharit hayamim. When he said, Olam Modai, what this means is, that he's promising the avos promises, such promises that are founded in the renewal of the world at the end of days. I promised and I didn't fulfill the promise, because it's going to be, we're talking about the end of days over here. This is a much, much broader, more expansive promise of the future as opposed to the promises that relate to this world. The avtachas to Noach were of a different category completely, within the gvulim, within the limitations of Olam Hazeh that exists now. For Moshe, we have a mahalach of kiyum haftachas l'avos l'idei hizgalus eilu b'shem havoya, shekolel kol ha'aya, hoveh v'yeh b'yachad b'shem echad. In other words, when there Moshe, we have a new mahalach, a fulfillment of the haftachas l'avos through the revelation of the shem havoya that includes past, present, and future together. And that's my midas amitus sheli, like Rashi says. That's my mid of truth, hayahovah v'yeh, that they all come together. In other words, Nevuas Moshe, which is Torah, includes all of the Havaya, Olam Hazeh, and even Achris Hayamim, and Olam Haba. Kulam Shel Hashem b'Torah. It's all rooted in the Torah, Torah's eternity. So from Yetzias Mitzrayim starts the fulfillment of these promises through Moshe Rabbeinu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to the Avos, these promises can apply even to Achris Hayamim, and their fulfillment of these promises are going to come even to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah, and Torah is eternity. So therefore, Hashem's promises to the Avos, which relate to eternity, which relate even to the future world, are Miskayim, start being Miskayim at the time of Moshe, because Moshe is relates to Hashem, Hashem relates to Mishem Havaya, which is the name of eternity, because Moshe gives the Torah, through whom we receive the Torah, and the Torah is eternity. Now Rashi brings these psukim where the Avos were promised b'shem Shakai, and they are all haftachos on matanos of Eretz Yisrael. V'chazin on mizeh, we see from this that the mail of Eretz Yisrael is mishtayechet b'yichud la'aliyah le'olam shel acharit hayamim. The mail of Eretz Yisrael relates specifically to the elevation of the world at the end of days, because that's included in the content of this revelation with this name. And with this we go back to Rashi on the pasuk v'era al Avos b'shem Shakai. El Avram Yitzhak Yikovik Shem Shakai, Rashi says El HaAvos. The Pasuk is explaining that Eretz Yisrael is an inheritance for us. In other words, we would think that the inheritance was set only on the goof of Eretz Yisrael, which is a Cheftza, that is given over for inheritance. In other words, the goof of the Eretz Yisrael, which is Nitpas, which is perceived today. In Olam Hazeh, not the Gilui. Shebetochen Shem Shakai, Shebchinat Acharit Hayamim, Sheirba Gam hayom me'od acharit hayamim ulafuke mizeh perush Rashi ve'bishem shakai ala avos hanu shahitgalut hazot hayta lahem b'tor avot b'tor manchilim u'me'az nechlal av zeh b'yirusha zo, klomar lo rak guf ha'aretz ela madrigat acharit hayamim ha'klula b'ma'alat ha'aretz gam hayom kmo shehuftacha lahem ha'idei gilui shem shakai zeh osafa guf ha'katuv shebetgalut zo b'shem shakai guf hi b'tor manchilim avot. In other words, to put it into simple English, we said before that when Ve'era El Avos Bekel Shakai, what does it mean, Kel Shakai? Shamar Lo Lamodai, he said to the world, enough. Which means that these promises which he gave were beyond, in other words, he was Maftiach and Amakayim. He promised and he didn't fulfill. What does it mean he promised and he didn't fulfill? Because he only appeared to them B'Shem Shakai. Shem Shakai is limited to this world, but the fulfillment of the promise is going to come beyond. It's a promise of Achrus Hayamim, and therefore the promise isn't fulfilled in this world. So that's that Hashem appeared to the Avos B'Shem Shakai. And these haftachas, Rashi brings psukim on the matanas of Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the maila of Eretz Yisrael, it relates specifically to the elevation of the world at the end of days, because that's what this gilui is. Now, this gilui of the promise of Kel Shakai that God made with this name of Kel Shakai relates to the end of days, because he wasn't Mekayim yet, meaning it's something that's going to be the end of days, and that's Eretz Yisrael. There's a special yichud of Eretz Yisrael at the end of days, because the Haftach of Shem Shakai relates to Eretz Yisrael. And the Haftach of Shem Shakai relates to the end of days. So there's a special mile of Eretz Yisrael that Hashem promised that relates to the end of days. And that's why Rashi says, Ve'ira al-Avram Yitzhakov v'kel Shakai. So Rashi adds El Ha'avos. In other words, the Pasuk is explaining that Eretz Yisrael is a morasha for the Jewish people. The pasuk there says, "V'nasati lechem moirasha." So this is a moirasha. This the pasuk explains that Eretz Yisrael is a moirasha. It's an inheritance. And we would think that the Morasha is only said about the goof of Eretz Yisrael, that this is a chefza, this is an object that is given over to Yerusha. In other words, the goof ha'aretz that we see today in Olam Hazeh, that's the Yerusha that we would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about, and not on the revelation that has the name of Shakai. Because this revelation of Shakai, when God promises a Shakaidika promise, it's Bechinas Achris HaYomim. Because again, the promise wasn't fulfilled. We said that it's a promise that wasn't fulfilled. Why wasn't it fulfilled? It wasn't fulfilled because it's a promise that relates to Achris HaYomim. And Shakai is Shamar Lolam Odai. It's only in this world, but the promise relates to Achris HaYomim. So you see that this promise, which was said B'Shem Shakai, that's the Psukim, we have a Bereshis Yitzayin Aleph, Bereshis Lamed Heir Aleph, that we have this Shem Shakai relate to Eretz Yisrael of Achris HaYomim, Bechinas Achris HaYomim. So we would think that since Eretz Yisrael is a Merosha, the promise is only being made about Eretz Yisrael that we have now, and not on the Eretz Yisrael of Achris HaYomim. So that's why the pasuk says Ve'ere b'shem Shakai ala Avos. In other words, this revelation was b'tor Avos, b'tor manchilim. And that's also included in this Yerusha. In other words, not only is the Guf Eretz Yisrael included in the Yerusha, but even the Madrega of Achris HaYomim that's included in the Milas Eretz Yisrael even today was also promised. And that's why it has to be emphasized Avos. What are Avos? What do Avos do? Avos are Manchil. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Eretz Yisrael to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he's not only promising them Eretz Yisrael of today, but he's promising them Eretz Yisrael of Achris HaYomim. Because it's B'Shem Shakai. And this Shem Shakai is Achris HaYomim. Why is it again Shem Shakai? Karmel Olam Odai. Shakai means I said enough to this world, and therefore I'm not fulfilling the promise in this world, because this promise relates to the next world. So Hashem promised them a promise that relates to the next world. So he's not only giving them the Chuf Chefetz of Eretz Yisrael. You might think he's giving the Guf Chefetz of Eretz Yisrael, because that's the Morasha, that's the inheritance. Eretz Yisrael, that's Nitpas today, in Olam Hazeh. But not in the Shem Shakai, which is a Gili of Achris HaYomim. That even today we should have this light of Achris HaYomim. It's not what he's giving them. So to lafuke from that, to come to preclude from such an understanding, it says, Ve'ire b'shem Shakai Rashi Zela Avos. What are Avos? Avos are manchila. Avos are ones who bequeath. So as bequeathers, they are not just giving the Eretz Yisrael of today, but even the Madrega of Achris HaYomim. Because what do? Bequeathers give even now and for the future. What bequeathers give also includes the future. So that means that when Hashem is promising, it's also included Ela Avos, also to the Bechina of the future of Achris HaYomim, that light of Eretz Yisrael of Achris HaYomim. That was also promised to the Avos. It's also included in the Haftacha to the Avos, that the light of Eretz Yisrael of Achris HaYomim should also apply in this world. So that's why Rashi adds, we know Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but Ela Avos, B'tor Manchilim. And B'tor Manchilim means as bequeathers. So not only is the Guf HaAretz being given over to the Avos and Am Yisrael, but also the Madrigas of Achris HaYomim is going to be included in Amalas Eretz Yisrael even today. Because that's the Gilui of Shem Shakai. Because Shakai relates to Achris HaYomim. Shamar l'olam odai, and the promise, and meaning the promise, those promises isn't fulfilled in this world, because the promise relates to Achris HaYomim, and that's already being given now. That light of Eretz Yisrael, of Achris HaYomim, is already being given now. Rashi had to say, Avos, b'tor manchilim, as we explain. Ketuv ba'pasuk, agura ba'alecha olamim. I will live in your tents for the worlds. It's a pasuk in Tehillim 61:5. Can a person live in two worlds? So the Gemara says that if you say a Shemua mipi Talmud Chacham Sheniftar, His lips are moving in the kever. Yevamos 96b. It's as if now he's in two worlds. Now, b'koich ha-Torah, munach, koich t'chias ha-meisa. As Chazal tell us, ki tala ros talecha, koich t'chias ha-meisa, that the dew of Torah creates t'chias ha-meisa, the Gemara in Ksubas, famous Gemara, 111b. Guvadayim kein, kolelet Torah, since Torah brings, as a koich of t'chias ha-meisa, Torah includes living in both worlds. Because t'chias ha-meisa is a connection between the guf and the neshama, which are the two parts of the two worlds. The neshama is the eternal neshama, and the guf is a this world guf. So Torah includes both. It includes a deer in this world and in the next world. Torah is eternal. Torah brings the t'chias ha-meisim, which is a chibur of the guf and the neshama. And the guf and the neshama cannot relate to the two worlds, the guf to this world, the neshama more to the next world. So since Yetzias Mitzrayim to bring us to Eretz Yisrael comes through the Gilui of Shem Havaya to Moshe, that Rashi says, now I'm going to be Megalam Midas Amidus that I promised, and now I'm going to be Mekayim. Harei Shekiyum Ze Shem Mit Amet Achshav Hu B'Madregat Divrei Torah B'Shem Havaya. So now there's a Kiyum of Divrei Torah that are Havayadik. Because it encompasses both worlds. Today, we're together with Achris Hayyamim. Because he's revealing himself now to Moshe with the Shem Havaya. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the Nosein Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuas Moshe's Torah. Nevuas Moshe is Kol Havaya. Olam Hazeh and also Achris Hayyamim. So when he's fulfilling his promise to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's fulfilling his promise with the Shem Havaya with both worlds. He's fulfilling his promise in this world and together with Achris Hayyamim. Like we explained earlier, what is Hashem Havaya? Haya Hova V'yiyah. That includes all the Metzius. And therefore it's considered Befanav Shela Avos. V'yotziyacha Befanav. Anachnu oskim b'shmu'a mipia b'olam hazeh u'ki'ilu garim. Achshav kan. It's as if they're living here now with us. So the Avos who were given this promise that relates to Achris Hayyamim, and now the promise is being fulfilled, because now we're Hashem is going to be Mekayim the promise to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, which was expressed with the Shem Havaya. What's Shem Havaya? Havaya is Hove V'yiyah, Haya Hove V'yiyah, past, present, and future, that all these times come together. And that's what Agur Balecha Olamim means. How does a person live in two worlds when you say Advar Shmua? When you say something from that a Talmud Chacham says who passed away, so his lips move in the kever. It's as if he's living in two worlds. As if he's living in the kever, but he's also here. So here also with Moshe Rabbeinu, now it's like the Avos are here. It's Befana. Because this is a Shmua Mipiyam Ba'olam Hazeh. In other words, the fulfillment of this promise. The promise was given to them in this world. So now this is going to be fulfilled. We're connecting this world. We're connecting past, present, and future. We're connecting this world now, where we are now, but also the future. Hashem Havaya, Hayahovivya, also Yiyah. This promise of the future is now going to be Miskayim. So it's being done in front of the Avos. In other words, where Isaac, Bishmumi, Pi, and Ba'olam has, as if they're living here right now, as if they're with us now. Because that's what they were promised. They were promised that this. That we would receive Eretz Yisrael, with the Bechin of Achris Hayyamim, with that special light. So now Vayotziyacha Befanav. So now this is going to be Miskayim, and the future is going to be connected to the past and the present, also to the Avos, as if the Avos are here right now. But we still have to explain why Dafka Linyan Zeh Nikru Avot B'Lashon Yachid. Why they call Lashon Yachid? So Ger brings Bikurim, and he also reads the Parsha that God gave us Eretz Yisrael, even though you have to say Hashem Nishba Hashem Laviseinu, because he's called the Ben Avram. Because Avram is Av Hamon Goyim, all three of us are included together. That's what the Rishonim say. Ritva Makas Yates. So So he's called the son of Avram, who was of Hamon Goyim. And what about it says in Shbal Avoseinu? The answer is all three of us are included as one. So we still have to understand. We find that Avram is elsewhere, that Avram is Kedai Latzmo, Yitzchak Kedai Latzmo, and Yaakov Kedai Latzmo, Rashi Tvorim 1:8. So the Indian is like this, that as far as the schus, it says each one is Kedai, has his own schus. But that it says, Shelo Paska Zoama, Ad Gemel Doris, that it took three Doris for the impurity of the Nachash from the Chedav Adam Arishan to stop, takes three Doris, Shabbos 146a, so there, it's not each one is Kedai Latzmo. There you need a tsegel if you need a combination of all three Doris. And all three of us, they're Poel, the Mitasa Yishlema. Shekacham or Lok Avram, Shiatsu Menu Yishmael, Veloki Yitzchok, Shiatsu Menu Esav, El Rak Mi Yaakov Mitasa Yishlema, Viachut HaMeshula, Shepsika Satum El Gamre, Hu Ichut Kola Ovitz Yachad. So it's not like Avram Avinu, that Yishmael came out from, not like Yitzchok. Yaakov and Mitasu Shleima, that's the Chutam Meshulish. So that's how the Tumah stops. Sham B'Shabbos Kufin and Vov Amar Aleph. So that's the Madreg of Achrus HaYomim, of Bitul Chayt Eit Hadas, Hashlamash Tzulas HaAdam. So if so, Dafka over here, through the Avos, who are united, we relate to them B'Lashon Yochid, that's how we get to Achrus HaYomim. Because when the Avos are united, we are purified from the Zoyama, from the impurity, of the Nochosh, from the Eitz Hadas, and we need all three of them. So that's going to happen L'Achros HaYomim, so that's why we need the Avos to be united, the Lashon Yochid, that they're all one, and this is the way we overpower the Nochosh. And in that place, where Yetzias Mitzrayim is presented as being in front of the Avos, Vayotziacha Bifonov, I am taking you out in front of him, from Mitzrayim, in other words, we are me'amet, we are fulfilling a promise of the future. There it is a lashon of befonav. It's in front of him, because again, we're referring to something of the future. This relates to Achrus Hayamim. This Yitzias Mitzrayim again relates to Achrus Hayamim, because we're getting Eretz Yisrael with the light of Achrus Hayamim, with the kedusha of Achrus Hayamim. Not exactly; it's not going to be exactly as it is, but with that. Some of that spiritual bounty is already given to Eretz Yisrael, and this starts with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, we need the Avos to be one, because that's when, that's Achrus HaYomim. Achrus HaYomim, they're going to be one, that's because that's when we overpower the Zoham of the Nachash. And in fact, every Yerusha, we're talking here about the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha is from one person, here it's from three Avos together, because here they're all one. So the Yerusha is Mikolius Madregas Avos, therefore again, it says, the Avos, because we're getting the Yerusha from the Avos, B'tor Manchilim, that we're getting this Yerusha of Lasid Lava. Madregas Achrus HaYomim HaKlula B'mayla Arid Ma'ilus Arid Gamayom. We're also getting the Madrega of Achrus HaYomim. It's included in the Ma'ilu Eretz Yisrael even today. That comes from all three Avos as one. And that's the Hemshech in Parshas V'eschanan. B'tzar L'chol Metzutza Kol Advarim Ma'ilu B'Achrus HaYomim Shavta L'Shem L'Kecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to forget the Bris. You're going to have these tzaris, the end of days. You're going to return to God. God's not going to forget you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forget the bris avos. Like when he did all the tovus b'yitzias Mitzrayim, b'yotziacha b'fanov. Those are the psukim in Parashas Veschanan that we're talking about. We opened up with Veschanan 437. And this is 4:30. B'tzar l'cha mutzu kol dvarim eile b'achrus yom shav shem lekecha v'yarbucha b'leishkecha b'tvisa v'secha v'yotziecha b'fanav u'b'makom ze asher mochiach u'mikasher min avar l'achrit ha'yamim. So in this place that we're connecting between now and the end of days, that's the place to mention b'fanav. In other words, what's the b'fanav? The b'fanav in front of him, in front of all of the avos together, and that's the uniting of the two worlds, of Asid, together with the Avar, together with the past, Ve'etziyacha B'fanav. So in other words, we're connecting, we're bringing the Avos back alive, we're connecting this world, and also the future, the Achrus HaYom, the Kiyum HaHavtacha of Eretz Yisrael, with the light of Eretz Yisrael, with the light of the future of Eretz Yisrael, and the past, when the Avos were alive, we're bringing the Avos back into the world, Ve'etziyacha B'fanav, in order, Agur Be'alecha Olamim, that if it's like a drash shmumi pitam chacham, that a kodesh brach was makayim naftacha. So he brings the avos back, but he brings the avos back dafka as one, as a unity, because that relates to achris hayamim, when we overpower the zoamas hanachash through the avos as one unit. So that's the end of this maimel. Again, very, very deep maimel. That v'yivchar b'zar achav yitzircha b'fonov b'fnei avoysev. We want to understand why it have to be b'fnei avoysev, because the promise was given b'kel shakai. The promise was given with the name of shakai, which is shamar lo mudai, which is not only in space but also in time, and therefore the promise relates to something beyond shamar lo mudai. The promise relates to something beyond the dai, beyond this world, and therefore it wasn't fulfilled in the time of the avos. But Moshe Rabbeinu's nitzchias. So a kiyum of that tachat legabe Moshe Rabbeinu was going to connect also to Achris Hayamim, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is going to have the light of Eretz Yisrael of Achris Hayamim, and that relates to the avos all being one, being a unity, because as a schus goes, they all have their independent schuyos. But as far as Achris Hayamim, getting to Achris Hayamim, beating the zoam of the nachash, and being completely pure, for that you need all three avos, and therefore it has to be together, all three avos together, and they are witnessing this Yitzis Mitzrayim is in front of them. They have to witness it because we are connecting the present and the future and the past of the Avos. It's like they're coming back to life because the Haftach of the future that they were promised is being Miskayim, the connection between this world and the next world. And we also saw that the Taino of the Minim was correct, that they don't like this. What's this La'olam? That we say La'olam is Mugbal, is Lizman Mugbal. That's because they, as far as they're concerned, this world is forever. Haaretz Laila Momedes. But as far as we're concerned, Ki Kasher HaShemayim HaChadashim Be'eretz HaShad She'ani Yoseh. So we have, there's going to be a different world. So Me'ela Ar La'ilam, this world is limited, because there's going to be a new world. And then we saw no Shaykhis to this. So by Knesset Yisrael, Oilam has this tone of Gvul HaBarayut. Whereas for the Akum, it doesn't. So they laugh at us. They say, what do you mean? Avada la'ilam means limited. Yeah, in a chinami, our world is limited. Because then, as far as we're concerned, this world is only temporary, and there's going to be a shamayim chadash, a veretz chadash, a sher ni'oise. And so we saw Baruch Hashem, tifa tifa neflos, b'taras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.